We'll hunt the wrens as Robin the Bobbin.
We'll hunt the wrens as Richard and Robin. We'll hunt the wrens as Jack of the Land. We'll hunt the wrens as everyone. Where away says Robin the Bobbin. Where away says Richard.
I'm James Franklin from Culture Bannon.
Hunt the Wren has been going for many, many years, hasn't it?
Since the dawn of time, I believe, or thereabouts. Yeah, Hunt the Wren is one of those things you really have to do. And if you're even not brave enough to go out and dance in the streets on Boxing Day, then you can at least go out and sing or watch or just be a part of this very weird thing. Because where else in the world can you go out and dance on the streets on the morning of the 26th of December? It's amazing and wonderful.
So is there a sort of format to Hunt the Wren?
Yeah, come and have fun. But slightly more than that, there are various times all over the Isle of Man, from Port St Mary to Kirk Michael, Ramsey, St John's, Douglas, of course, all over. And go along, stand around nervously until someone forces you into a ring and they will teach you how to dance. Don't worry about that. And then have fun and then move on to the next place and grow more comfortable dancing around, just being a part of something which is very, very old and ancient. And these stories of where Hunt the Wren come from, are very weird and wonderful, and they kind of show how old and how linked this is to the landscape and who we are as Manx people. And you can really feel that when you go out and do it, that this is a thing and we're doing it because we're a part of it.
Oh, it makes it sound so lovely. And what you mentioned, the sort of like the background of it. Where did it sort of originate? What is the sort of story behind it?
Well, the story I like best is the story about Tehi Tegi, who was an enchantress back in the day. And being a good enchantress, she made all the men of the Isle of Man fall in love with her and started following her around everywhere, until eventually she grew tired of it. And so she drowned them all in a lake or in a river.
Charming.
And at that, all the Manx people were somewhat frustrated and irritated by this, and so they rose up and chased her until she turned herself into a wren and got away. And so that's why we go around on St. Stephen's Day, the 26th of December, to hunt the wren.
And do you have to bring anything with you? Because obviously there is a bit of sort of paraphernalia, but is that sort of created by someone else that's there already? Or?
Yeah, don't worry. Someone else will bring along the wren pole or the wren bush, and you just come along dressed up nice and warm, and it will work itself out. And in case it needs said, yes, 200, 300 years ago, people used to go out and hunt a wren, and you'd dance around this wren before burying it in the churchyard at midday. But these days, of course, no wren or any bird is harmed. You're just dancing around this bush on a stick in the middle. What could be better than that?
What have we got against birds on the Isle of Man? We do it with chickens, we do it with... I don't know, James. There are a number of different places you can do this on the wren, aren't there?
Yeah, all over the Isle of Man.
Brilliant. And also Culture Bannon, and go and visit them, culturebannon.in for more information as well. James, not again, let's blame Vano.
Not again, oh.
How we get them down, says Robin the Bobbin.
How we get them down, says Richard and Robin. How we get them down, says Jack of the Land. How we get them down, says everyone.
With sticks and stones.
As Caroline helps.
Tell me about your experience with Hunt the Wren.
Well, it all started about 20 years ago when Quintin Gill said, "What are you doing on St. Stephen's Day?" And I said, "I'm going to Douglas to hunt the wren." He said, "Fancy doing it in Port St. Mary instead?" I think we started off with about six people. And it's grown. And it's grown. And we now have between 80 and 100 people dancing around the streets, stopping the traffic and collecting a bit of money for hospice on Boxing Day morning, 26th of December at 10 o'clock in the morning.
This is amazing. And is it just spread by word of mouth then?
Word of mouth, social media, posters, the old-fashioned poster in the shop window, but mostly word of mouth. We try and get everybody in from 3 years old upwards, basically.
And for those who have never done it before, if they were to turn up, what can they expect?
Oh, carnage. So, the dance itself is a very easy dance, and we do it through in the school playground half a dozen times till people get a good idea of what's going on. And then we just move it around, and it's an easy-peasy dance. We put the children in the middle sometimes, and somebody likes to hold a wren pole, and it's all about hunting the wren, but no wrens are harmed, are they?
No.
So tell us about the pole itself then. Do you make it?
I have a wren pole that my late father made me many, many years ago, but I dress it every year with fresh foliage. And the wren in the middle is a little felt wren. I have heard that somewhere people have got wrens in the freezer and they bring them out every year. That shows a bit of commitment, I think.
So do you remember your first Hunt the Wren?
I remember it was in Douglas, and I remember being very nervous about going to do something I'd never done before, and very wondering whether outsiders were welcome. But I've got to say that wherever I've hunted the wren, and I've always been made very welcome. And it's not just in the Isle of Man, it's all over the place hunting the wren.
I didn't know that.
Did you not?
No.
I can't go too much into it, I'll get it all wrong, but the Irish wren thing is very, very popular. And Carol Duffy wrote a book about it, you know, hunting the wren, and Northumberland and places like that. There's a lot of places hunt the wren, it's not just a Manx thing.
But what does it mean to you, though, over here?
It's a way of keeping tradition going. It's a way of having fun. It's a community event. It's a little bit of a chance to use a tiny bit of the Manx language, a little bit of the chance to use a bit of the Manx dancing, and a little bit of jock in the pub afterwards. So we end up with tunes in the pub afterwards, which is always lovely, because you have to finish by midday.
Why? What happens if you don't?
I don't think anybody's ever found out. It is, the song goes St. Stephen's Day in the morn, so everybody has to finish by midday. And wherever you go, you'll be made to feel very welcome.
The wren, the king of all birds, has caught St. Stephen's Day in the furze. Although he is little, his family is great. We pray, we dame, to give us a treat. Yeah.